Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 85 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
This is AM 580, and it's time now for us to find out what's happening on the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. With our opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Monday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, July wheat opened at 4:54, down 2 on the open. At the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat opened at 3:56, down 5 and a quarter on the open. July, 3:70, down 2 and a quarter. September, 3.83, down 3. December, 3.99.5, down 3. March, 4.15, down 3.5 on the open. May corn opened at 2.28, down 2 and 3 quarters on the open. July, 2.36, down 4.5. September, 2.47.5, down 4. December, 2.60.5, down 3.5. March, 2.70.25, down 4. July, 2.81.5, down 3.5 on the open. July oats opened at 189 and 3 quarters, down 3 quarters on the open. May soybeans opened at 586 and a half, down 8 on the open. July, 598, down 8 and a half. August, 605, down 7. September, 609 and a half, down 6. November, 617, down 8 and a quarter. January, 625 and a half, down 6 and 3 quarters. March, 628, down 11 on the open. May soybean meal opened at 176, down 130 on the open. July, 177, down 160. May soybean oil opened at 24.99, down 16 on the open. July, 25.35, down 18. At the Merck, May feeder cattle opened at 99.65, down 15 on the open. August, 102.60, down 27.5. September, 102.40, down 10 on the open. June live cattle opened at 74, up 15 on the open. August, 75.80, up 5. May lean hogs opened at 67.30, down 10 on the open. June, 66.75, up 37.5. July, 67.10, up 5. August, 65.90, up 10 on the open. And May bellies opened at 85.35, up 20 on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists, on the web at a6395.com and at agrigold.com.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Grainfield Marketing in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Hey, good morning, Dave.
Well, I look at my DTN screen, and I see December corn had a low this morning at 259.5. It didn't take the trade only an opening bell to fill the downside objective in that December contract, which begs the question, Kurt, where do we go from here?
Well, that's the million-dollar question, of course. It's very important for it to hold 59. Basically, it's a 62% retracement back to the March low. If you go back to the last low we made back in November there, you can find some further downside objectives, but it's going to be real critical for the December to hold 59 here. When you look at the longer-term moving averages, of course, too, we're in danger of starting to slip below those. So if we do close below 59, I say that opens the door to move on down to that 240 area.
You think that traders going to turn to fundamentals as we have a report on Friday?
Well, short term, we'll have a new supply-demand balance sheet, both domestically and worldwide. But for the most part, I think the funds are still in control here. If they decide to liquidate some of their record long positions here, this market has quite a bit of downside to go. The funds have supported the market to the upside, ran a little too high, and the fear or concern is they could turn sellers and run it a little too low than what you go.
Calls on the machine this morning in the soybeans were for something on the expectations, 3 cents lower thereabouts. But we've gone clear through that to 7 and 8 cents. That seems a little bit more than profit taking to me.
Well, we ran into some sell stops right in the open there. July's had stops just under $6, and November's under $6.20. We'll see whether or not we can get back above that or not. If we can close above that, I think that'd be a plus sign for the bull here that maybe we ran the stops and can see a recovery bounce. The market will have a little bit more direction here at 10 o'clock and see if the shipments come in as expected. Wheat shipments are expected to come in between 15 and 20 million bushels for wheat. Corn shipments 33 to 38. And the beans anywhere from 8 to 13. The main concern is the corn shipments in here. Even though we've got a better outlook for exports, we're starting to slip in here compared to what we've seen earlier in the marketing season.
You look at that soybeans, and you wonder whether or not we might see a pickup in exports due to these firming prices in Brazil, and as well as some freight rates that are seeming to favor the U.S. in recent days.
Yeah, looking at logistics and so forth, slowed down in the farmer protest in Brazil for stay. Their harvest is fairly wrapped up, so there's a lot of beans for sale out of the southern hemisphere, and those will continue to come to the marketplace. But basically, the Asian buyers, the European buyers, is going to push the pencil and see what's the best buy here. And hopefully that'll be some U.S. here.
We saw good rain over the weekend in Kansas. And, of course, one continues to wonder what traders are thinking. How many times have we killed that crop already? But it does seem to play in the trader's mindset. And we look in Chicago, and we see at the July contract, we still have that double top at $4 from February 28th. And in the current trade, it looks like we might have a downside objective around 351.
Yeah, when you look at the fundamental outlook, you got to remember we're going to have ample supplies of soft red winter wheat. The shortage continues to be in the hard red winter wheat. So from a long-term perspective, you can work the spreads along the KC and short the Chicago. But the July is basically caught in a trading range. You get in this 380 area, it's going to be significant resistance. You get down in that 350 area, which you indicate is going to be fairly good support. Wouldn't be surprised to see this market chart sideways here until we get into harvest and see what some of these actual early yields come in at.
So what do we do from this moment on if we're looking to maybe hedge some corn? We saw that 275 hold firm a couple of times in the last several weeks in the trading sessions. Are we believing that that is the top?
Well, as a producer, yes. We've been under the opinion to be a scale-up seller, and I think you got to continue to be in that mindset. If you look at the seasonal tendency, one of the strongest downs in the grain market is about to unfold upon us at this time. And so as a producer, you got to be sellers of any type of up moves in through here. If you're bullish, wanting to replace cash sales, I think you look for this Memorial Day weekend, first part of June, to use some weakness into that time window to replace some cash sales. Now, as a trader, which is totally different from a producer or hedger, which is going to keep everybody pretty well confused all summer long, is you're at a do-or-die point through here. If you can't maintain some turnaround support here, you got to position yourself from a long to a short.
Thank you very much, Kurt.
Very good.
Kurt Kimmel of Grainfield Marketing in Normal, Illinois. He'll join us again this afternoon on the Closing Market Report with Todd Gleason. That coming your way at 2:06 Central Time. Current tick, May wheat at 356.5, down 4.75. May corn 227.75, down 3. July 238, down 2.5. December 261.75, down 2.25. May beans 586.5, down 8. July $6.5, down 6. And November 618.25, down 7. May soybean meal 175.50, down 180. May soybean oil 24.82, down 33. At the Merck, feeder cattle May 99.90, up 10. June live cattle 74, up 15. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We're on the web for you each and every day at WILLAG.org. Time is 10 o'clock Central Time.